celebrate today the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly, really is Jesus, the Eucharist, certainly body, blood, soul, and divinity, all of Jesus, really the entire person that we certainly consume in the Eucharist. And we celebrated last week the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. It sort of acknowledges Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the divinity, certainly of God, the triune God, but also acknowledges the divinity of Christ. And this week we celebrate the most holy body and blood, in a certain sense acknowledging the humanity of Jesus. Remember, Jesus is both divine and human. He has two natures, human nature and divine nature. So he's in one person, the connectiveness of that. And he became man at a certain point in time when, of course, the angel came to Mary and asked Mary if she was going to be or would like to be the mother of God. And Mary said her yes, at which point Jesus took on that human nature, became man, and had a body, you know, a physical body at that point. Now he has a spiritualized body in heaven. He had a body and a soul, a human soul. Of course, he has a divine nature as well, of God. So today we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Jesus. So why just his body and blood? Why that? Certainly he has got a human soul. But it's actually acknowledging the physicalness of our Lord. We as physical beings, when we come to the Eucharist, certainly we need something physical. You know, if someone just stuck out their hand and said, the body of Christ, you'd be like, where is the body? You need something physical and to have, to receive. And so Jesus is body and blood, physical. Now, of course, again, he has a spiritual body now. But we receive that in the Eucharist. And why not just the body? Why the blood also? Well, this is an important element that, remember, if I go and buy a piece of meat, I mean, there's a little blood in the meat, but blood implies that, you know, it's living. You know, the meat, the animal is dead. But if we have both the body and the blood, in a certain sense, it's like a living being. And that's what Jesus says. He's the living bread from heaven. It's actually alive. It's not dead. Jesus is obviously fully alive. And when we eat the bread, and it's really the body and blood of Jesus, his flesh and blood, we become living. In a spiritual sense. I mean, that's what Jesus says. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. So we come and we eat his flesh and drink his blood. Really him. And also there's overtones of the body and the blood in the Old Testament and certainly in the New. Remember back when the Israelites were in Egypt and the 10th plague was going to be put upon Egypt. God said to the Israelites, go kill that lamb from either the goats or the sheep and take its blood and put it on your doorposts and lintels and also eat its roasted flesh. So the flesh itself helped save them. That was part of the prescription that God asked. And the blood saved them. The angel of death passed over. So Jesus, when he comes in part we hear today in the gospel, the Last Supper, the Bread of Life Discourse is what it's called in John's Gospel. But it preludes the Last Supper, which we celebrate in a certain sense every Mass. Jesus comes and he gives his body. Take this body given for you, given up for you. Say that every Mass. And take the blood of the new covenant, which is for the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus at the Last Supper institutes the Eucharist, and it's like we need his flesh. It's been given up to us. We need to eat his flesh, and we need to drink his blood so that we're saved, that our sins are forgiven. I mean, that's what he says. Do this in memory of me. He wants us to do that. This is how we have life. You know, certainly sin is washed away by his blood. Yeah. So he says that to us, so we do that. So the body and the blood. And then there's also just the physical reality. You know, when we eat food and drink, you know, it's like We have to eat food and we have to drink. You know, we could maybe just eat food, but then we would be dehydrated. We need to drink too. So it's the fullness of what we as human persons need to sustain our lives. We have to eat and drink. Well, Jesus is telling us, hey, from a spiritual perspective, you need to eat my flesh and drink my blood for you to be nourished spiritually, to be nourished and strengthened. You know, that's one of the things, you know, certainly we come to Mass. Every week we're supposed to go to Mass. It's an obligation. But we don't necessarily have to receive the Eucharist every week. If we're not properly disposed, we're in the state of mortal sin, we're not supposed to approach the Eucharist. But we're supposed to go to Mass every week. But when we come and receive the Eucharist, it nourishes us, it strengthens us, it helps us, it sustains us to go out and do those things we're called to do as Christians, as Catholics, to live out the life that Jesus gives to us. We're supposed to be an image of Christ to the world. So we need that nourishment. We need to be strengthened by Jesus. And if we think we can do it on our own, we're not going to be able to do it on our own. We're going to fall basically flat on our faces and realize that, you know, I can't do this on my own. I need the Lord to help me. So we're strengthened, we're nourished spiritually by his body and blood. He also mentioned, you know, that he wants to abide in us and we in him. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, I will abide in you and you in me. Abiding. It's Jesus being present. But in a greater sense, Jesus is the head of the mystical body of the church. He's the head. We're the body. We're members of that body. So when we receive the Eucharist, it helps unite us. Why is it called Holy Communion? Communion. It's because we're in communion with one another as part of the body of Christ. And so Jesus is saying, abide in me as I in you. You know, St. John, in his first letter, he talks about that if we actually are abiding in Christ, we will live as Christ did. We will follow his example. So that's one of the things, you know. We come here, we're strengthened, and we go out and we live in our lives Christ, the way he lived, following what he asked us to do, following the commands, following his way of life in our own lives, in our own ways. But to follow his footsteps, that's how we know we're abiding in him. And then lastly, Jesus talks about giving life, that we have life eternal. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have life eternal. We didn't hear this part, but later on he says, the Spirit is life. So one of the things Jesus does is he is the way, the truth, and the life. We heard that when he spoke to his apostles the night before he goes to his death. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's through Christ that we have life. And he shares the Holy Spirit with us, who gives us life, gives us ultimately eternal life. So a good reminder for us as we come and celebrate this most holy body and blood, what a great gift that God has given to us, God the Father in sending his Son. He became man. He took on a body and allows us to receive him in the Eucharist, most holy body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus, which then gives us life eternal. Helps us to abide in him, helps us to have eternal life.